Okay, the boy said today's daf is daf nun dalid. We're holding at the very top of the Amud where the Gemara begins, Omer Cheskia. But Cheskia is trying to bring the Makoyer for the halacha that we had bottom of nun gimel Amud Beis. So let's just take a quick look once again at the bottom of nun gimel Amud Beis. The Gemara told us initially a story that Ula Yosef Abimsa Pgima. Bimsa means a bimus that was used as a pedestal, a base for an avodah zarah. It was already pogum, so he sat on it, figuring that it was already bottled from its din of Isser HaNoah, so he can sit on it. And then Rav Yehuda said, I'm reading from 6-7 lines from the bottom of the Yomid. Rav Yehuda said to Ula, didn't you hear about Rav and Shmuel that they said, Chas v'sholem, bima shenivgam asur, metunished. You have no business sitting on that bimus. And then Ula said back to him, with all due respect, however, Rabbi Yochanan Rish Lakish, 5 lines from the bottom, the Amud Shavayu, Bima Shenivgam is Mutter. And therefore, I have every right to go and sit on this Bima. So we have a machloikis between Rav and Shmuel and Rabbi Yochanan Rish Lakish. Rabbi Yochanan Rish Lakish both hold that it's Mutter. Going down 3 lines from the bottom, Tanya Kibas Rabbi Yochanan Rish Lakish, Bima Shenivgam is Mutter. If the pedestal, the meshamish for the Avodah Zarah became nivgam, somehow it became chipped. Not a major smash, a little chipped. It's already mutalach, mutalach. And the Gemara said the reason is because worse comes to worse if the bemis gets chipped. So you'll buy a new bemis. You know, you don't even have to go into the store anymore. You don't have to call up. You just go online for Amazon or one of those other places. And sorry? Yeah. Anyway, so therefore it's mutter. But now the Gemara adds in this brisa, bima shenivgam is mutter, but mizbeach shenivgam is osur. Mizbeach means the altar upon which the takroivis avodah zarah was brought. For instance, if they were doing a zrikas adam l'shem avodah zarah, if they were doing haktoris ketoris l'shem avodah zarah, that's really part and parcel of the avodah zarah. Then Mizbeach shenivgam remains osur behanoah ad shenotzeit rubai. It has to be roivavit tishmeter. Tishmeter means smashed to smithereens. Okay, Zok Gemara, what happens if I find in a base of avodah zarah a large stone and I'm wondering to myself, is this a bimus? And since it's nivgam, I can sit on it. Or maybe it's a mizbeach. How do you distinguish? Zok Gemara, heichi dami bimus, heichi dami mizbeach. Amar Rav Yaakov, but idi Amar Rav Yochanan. Bimus is even achas, mizbeach is avonim harbe. Oh, clear difference. Bimus is one stone, while mizbeach is many stones. That's one distinction. Then we have another distinction, lalocha, that by a bimus you only have to be pogem abisala, a little chipped, mutter. Mizbeach has to be nivgam osir achi notzeit rubai. So Cheski now brings a raya to both of these halachas, legabi the mizbeach. Omer Cheski, maikra, vushtet and posik. Posik from Yeshaya. Besumai kol avni mizbeach, ki avni gir minnu potzois, lo yakumu asherim v'chamon. What does that mean? Besumai kol, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, when he causes that all of the Avni Mizbeach. Now we're not talking about Mizbeach like we have in our Beis HaMikdosh. We're talking about a Mizbeach, an altar being used by the Oivdei Avodah Zarah to worship their Avodah Zarah. So when Kadosh Baruch Hu causes the Avnei Mizbeach, oh, the boy, so we already have a raya for one din, and that is Mizbeach is Avonim and not just Evan, different than Bimus. So we already have a raya for number one. So when the Kodesh Baruch Hu is going to make that Avni Mizbeach, ki Avni Gir Minu Patzois, that is going to be totally smashed. Lo Yakumu Ashein Mechamonim. At that point, the Oivdei Avodah Zarah no longer going to use that Mizbeach for worshipping their Asherah, or Chamonim means their sun gods. The word Chamonim comes from the word Chama. Once it's Minu Patzois means it's smashed to smithereens, from that point on, the goyim are going to say it's bottle umavutl, and they're no longer going to use it. Zok di gemara, I ikka ki avne gir minu patzois. if in fact this Mizbech is not just going to be a little chipped like the Bimus, but it's going to be Taka Yinotzei Tzerubai Minu Potzois, then L'yukumen Asherin B'chamonim. Then the Goyim will no longer use this Mizbech for their Asherah or their sun gods. However, V'ilav, what happens if it's only a little bit cracked here and a little bit chipped over there, but it's not Minu Potzois? Then Yukuma, they're going to continue using it for their Avodah Zarah. Since they're going to continue using it, it continues to have an Isser Hano'a, again, until until it becomes Minu Potzois. So therefore, we have from Chizkiah rise to both of these dinim. Number one, Mizbeach is Avonim and not Evan. And number two, it's not enough to be chipped. It's got to be Minu Potzois, Achinotzitz Rubai, really smashed and tishmetered. Now we start a new shikl. We learned in the Brisa. Nevad, Shaloi Osir, Vishal Chaveiroi Mutter. Now what means Nevad? So we know from Rashi in the beginning of Parshas and Sefer Vayikra, when it talks about Odom Kiakram Mikem Karban Lashem, Min HaBahayma, Min HaBakar, Min HaTzoyin Yakrivu Es Kabanchem, Rashi already in Chumash brings from Chazal that what is the Min HaBahayma, Min HaBakar, Min HaTzoyin, Rashi already brings that Min HaBahayma comes to Lohoitzi, the din of Ne'evad and Mukta, and then Min HaBakar comes to go and Lohoitzi, Saroiva, Vanirva, etc., etc. Ah, so therefore we have a miut, that something which is ne'evad. Ne'evad means if you have a behema that belongs to a goy, and that behema was worshipped for avodah zarah, and I, the Jew, buy that behema from the goy, and I want to use it for a karbin, even though the hedgeoit, it's mutter b'hanoa, however the gvoya osir b'hanoa. And that's a special din of ne'evad, that a behema that was used for avodah zarah, you and I can use it. In other words, it was an animal that belonged to a goy, and now I bought it, or I got it as a present, whatever. What's the din? It's mutal hedyot, but it's also the gvoya, and that's why Itaka says the isser of nevad, or the psul of nevad, by karbonis. Okay, so now I have a nevad chuloi. What happens if it's my own animal that I worshipped, or I authorize others to worship? Then it's also. Then it's also the gvoya. You cannot use it for a carbon. However, what happens if it's shel chaveroi? It's somebody else's animal. And everybody decided, this is such a pretty animal, we should make it into an avodah zarah. And everybody's korea umishtach voloi. Guess what? This animal remains mutter le gvoya to bring for a carbon. And the reason for this is, as we've had often in the Gemara before, ein odom oiser dover she'enoi shelai. If it's your own behema and you are oved it, then you can make it osir ligvoya. Somebody else's behema, mister, move out of the way, don't bother me, it's his behema. What business do you have going and asking somebody else's behema? Therefore, it's what? Freik diamara, urmini, I'll ask you a stira. I have another braisa, a zon nevad. What's the definition of a behema which is nevad and is osir for a carbon osir ligvoya? It makes no difference how it was worshipped. Bein b'shoigig, bein b'meizid, bein b'oynis, or bein b'rotzayn. Now what's the definition b'oynis? Hai oynis heichidami. Zoktimor lav ki goyin de onas behemas chaveri v'ishtach v'lo. It was an oynis vis-a-vis the owner of the animal. As far as the owner of the animal is concerned, he wants to use it for Charisha, for plowing in the field, or for whatever he wants to use this animal for. And then other people decided, why should he use the animal for plowing? This is a beautiful animal to bring for an avodah zarah, or to make it itself avodah zarah. And they start bowing down to it. So it's Masha from this Brisa, even though vis-a-vis the owner of this animal, it's being worshipped Ba'ones against his Ratzon. I don't want you guys bowing down to my animal. Nevertheless, it becomes osir als nevad. Ezo nevad, kosher oivzen oise even ba'oinis. Aren't we talking about going to onas behemes chaveri b'shtachvala, that other people schlepped away, or even without schlepping away, they left the behema there and they started bowing. It was nenas in terms of It's the Behema doesn't know the difference, presumably, but the owner didn't want them to go and bow down. Who cares what the owner has to say? Said in the Brisa, it's Nevad, it's also the Gvoya. But we just said a moment ago in the first Brisa that if it's Nevad Shel Chaveroi, it's Mutter. So Rabbeisa, make up your minds. What's going on? And the Gemara gives two answers. First answer is Rami Bar Chama, and later on we're going to have the answer of Chizkia. What's Rami Bar Chama's answer? Rami Bar Chama, loy. The premise of your stira is that the second Brisa, when it says oinus, means that we took somebody else's animal without the owner's permission, and we worshipped it, and it gets the status of Nevad. No, that's not the pshat. You're learning wrong pshat, says Rami Bar Chama. Oh, it's talking about one of those, the three Yehorig Val Yavar situations. Meaning, Yankel owes an animal, and Goyim come over to him and say, we want you to worship your own animal. And he says, are you nuts? Are you crazy? I'm going to worship animals? Yes. And if you don't believe in it, who cares? Here's a gun to your head, whether you believe it or not. Go and be mishtachaveh to your own animal. And? Yes.
Isn't the onus on the owner?
The onus is on the owner, right? The onus is on the owner. Very good. Shkoich. So what happens now? So the owner, under this terrible pressure with the gun to his head, he goes and bows down to the behema didei. Zokti Gemara, this is the case of that braisa. This is a nevad. She'oivden oisai bi'oines. He didn't want to bow down, but he felt that he had no choice. Otherwise, it was going to be bang, bang. That was going to be the end of his life. And so he bowed down to it. Ba'oinis. Zokti Gemara, this is Nevad, osel l'gvoya, you can't bring it for a cart. Oh, so it has nothing to do with taking somebody else's animal. We're not talking about that. We're talking about his own animal. Oh, a very good text. Frank Gemara, maskul Reb Zeira. Oinis rachmona patrei, dichsiv l'narali sase dovor. We all know that if a person lives with a nara hamurasa consensually, then chas v'sholem, since she's a married woman, then chulil v'chash, she gets skila. But what happens if somebody was ma'aneser? In other words, it was against her will. Person lived with her. Then, of course, it's not her fault. The pasuk says, v'lanara leif sasa dover, ein lanara chet mo'aves. Ki kasha yokim ish arei eyur tzochei nefesh, kina dover azet. She's nebuch. A woman that's been violated against her will, and she's a victim. So you don't do anything to her, obviously. So from this we learn that oinis rachmana patre. See, here too, I should go and say, you think he wanted to bow down to his own animal? Never in a million years. He's a smart guy. He's not a mishigana. He's not demented or deranged. It's because somebody had a gun to his head. So oibazoi, why is this person losing out on his animal that you cannot use it legvoya? Oinis rachmana patre. Azay freyti gemara. An argument says, Ella would sound like Rav is starting a new pshat. The Ritva says the word Ella is a mistake and it should be Omer Rav, because Rav is just now supporting Rami Bar Chama against the kasha of Rav Zeira. Rav Zeira said to Rami Bar Chama, he can't say, talking about that he was mishtach with his own behema under duress. We say that oinis rachmana patre. Everybody was in the cloud of Loisa of Day. What means everybody was in the cloud? If you look at Ois Gimel, the third Pasuk in the Torah Or HaShalem, this is from the Aseres HaDibris, not the Aseres HaDibris that we learned on Shabbos, this is from the Aseres HaDibris in Dibris Rishonis and Parshas Yisroi. Loisa Shtach V'lehem V'loisa of Day. Don't go and bow down to them. Don't worship them. Anything. Don't worship any avodah zarah. So now, since it says loisa of them, hakol hayu b'chlal. What means hakol hayu b'chlal? Bein b'oynis, bein b'rotzoin. Don't bow down to any idol, to any animal, to any anything. Loisa of them under all circumstances, even b'oynis. Ukishpart l'cho akasa, but we have another pasuk. V'chai behem. We didn't say the pasuk. Ushmartem es chukoyse v'ismishpotei asher yaso isem odom v'chai behem and darshin chazal v'chai behem v'loy shiyomus behem yotza oines. If it's a situation where you're being forced, says the Torah, no. Pikuach Nefesh is the Almighty, so to speak, and therefore, if you're being forced to, you're allowed to go and Sovdeim, you're allowed to go and worship Avodah Zarah. Parenthetically, this is not the way we paskin. This is like Rabbi Shmuel. You remember we had this back on Chav Zayin Amid Beis, where Rabbi Shmuel says that the din of the Yehorig Val Yavar does not apply to the din of Avodah Zarah. By Avodah Zarah, Yavod V'lo Yehorig. And therefore, you do not have to be Moisei Nefesh for Avodah Zarah. But we'll see in a moment, not so simple. So far, we have two psukim. One pasuk says Lisovdeim, which includes even an oynis. An hakol hayi bechlal bein beratzim bein beoynis. Don't serve avodah zarah. But I have another pasuk says v'chai behem v'shiyamis behem, that you are allowed to serve avodah zarah under duress yotza oynis. V'hadikas rechmar. But there's another pasuk that says leischal l'shem kachi. Don't be mechal l'shem shemayim by worshiping avodah zarah dafilu beoynis. So make up your mind. Is an oynis permitted to go and worship Avodah Zarah or not? If it's Betzina that nobody sees, he does it in the privacy of his bathroom or his bedroom, and he worships Avodah Zarah under duress. Again, there's a knife to his head, then that's permissible. Again, according to Rabbi Shmuel, we don't pass him like that. And however, if it's in the middle of the street, and somebody takes a gun to his head and said, you better go and worship Avodah Zarah, then you have to go and be Moisei Nefesh, Yehorig V'al Yavar. Aha. So therefore, what does the Gemara mean to say by all this? What the Gemara means to say is that Rami Bar Chama is right. When do I say that Nevad even includes an oynis? I, Reb Zeira, says, V'lanaro Lisas Adover, oynis Rachmona Patrei. That's only if it was Betzina. But at Befahesia, we do not say Oynis Rachmana Patre, and the person has to be Moisei Nefesh and not allow to go and bow down to an Avodah Zarah, even with a gun to his head. And if he does worship that Avodah Zarah, again, Be'oynis, under penalty of death, that's what he did. He should not have done it. It was Befahesia. If he did it, then this animal becomes now Osir the Gvoya, and that's the definition of Bein Be'oynis that we had up above.
Isn't it even also Ba'anah for himself? Once it's something Nevad by Yisrael, doesn't it enter the category of being usher for Ba'anah, not just usher for Kvola, for Korban?
So what is the Nevad that we have in the Torah when it says Min Abaka Min Atzayin Takriv is Korban Chamla? So Hoitzis
a Nevad.
So it's Nevad
Yisrael. We're saying usher La'anah.
Yes, that usher is an isser ligvoya. You cannot bring it for a carbon, but you can use it for yourself for hedget. Okay. Anyway, getting back to our Gemara, Zoktimar Omli Rabbanu LeRava Tanya Masailoch. I'll bring you Taka Raya to what you just said. That it depends what the type of ones was, whether it's befehesia or it was bitzina. Be moisia shalay dechavim. Be moisiais these platforms, these pedestals of the Oivdei Avodah Zarah, B'shas HaGzeira, what means B'shas HaGzeira? The real girsa is B'shas HaShmad. B'shas HaGzeira is a correction, an emendation by the censors. B'shas HaShmad means that there were times in our history, unfortunately, that either the local government or the local churches forced the Yidden to go and Shmad and become goyim, just like you have in the time of the Spanish Inquisition and things of that nature. So therefore, unfortunately, there were many people that were oyved avodah zarah, not willingly, but they had to do it because it was at the penalty or the peril of their lives. So if you had such a bimus from the times of the Shas Hashmad, avo bisha gzeira batla, even though subsequently, eventually, there was no forced conversion of Jews to become Christians. Those be Messias remain Osir Bano. And Osir because they still retain the din of Avodah Zarah. Why don't you say just like the Xeris bottle, the Messias are also bottle? Because the answer is because even though these be Messias were being used by Jews as well as the Christians, but being used b'oynis against their will. Ah, so they had a din of oynis, but it was b'fahesia. It wasn't the privacy of their apartment. It was in the public churches, in the public mainstream places. Ah, so therefore they retain their din of iser hanoa, their din of food. That this happens to be avodah zarah, it does not become bottle, even though the gzeir became bottle. Ah, so you see that if I have a situation of an oynis, bifar hesya, it remains osur. I don't say, like Reb Zera asked, oh, oynis rachmona patri v'nar lisas a dovar, says Rava, by avodah zarah, it depends whether it's betzina or b'fahesya. If it's b'fahesya, it remains osur, 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 and that's why it's osur l'gvoya. It's a nevad case, and these b'moisiyos remain osur because of the fact that they were used for avodah zarah. So that was the raya that they brought to Rava. Omel Hus, Rava said, I certainly appreciate the fact that you brought a raya to me. I mean, obviously, I love the support. However, imishimha loy tisayin. However, unfortunately, this is not an ironclad proof to my halacha. Eim Yisrael mumer hava upalach lo birotzayin. Since we're talking about during the Gzeirus Hashmad, besides, obviously, the vast, vast majority of Jews that Chas v'Sholom became converted to Christianity, but that was b'oynis. But there might be among the 10,000 Jews at least one that actually believed in all this Narishkeiten, who read the New Testament and the Gospels and says, you know what? I like this Matthew guy, and I like Luke, and I like Mark. They're really great, and I think this Yoizel is tremendous. And he believes in the Trinity and the whole Geschäft. And therefore, if you have one mummer, and he's being palach labaratzai, that's the reason why the Mimsiois lebatlu. Lav dafka because of oinus. It could be taken 99% of the people that are bowing down is b'oinus. But if you have just one Jew that's doing a baratzai, shoy. Therefore, that's how it became Hosir Bano. So don't bring me a raya that we're talking about solely and exclusively oinsin. This is what Rava answered. Rav Ashi went one step further. Rav Ashi amaloi tema emer. Don't say, well, perhaps, maybe, hypothetically. Elevada Yisrael mumer hava upalach labarotzei. After all, you're talking about during the Gzeiris Hashmad, where everybody's being forced. It could be. There's bound to be at least one person that unfortunately has gone OTD off the derech, and in fact believes in this Yoizel and believes in all this Shusarai, and therefore he went and bowed down Baratze. So Rav is being, of course, very gentle and genteel. Maybe this somebody that was a mumma Baratze. Rav Ashi says, it's very nice that you're being gentle, but it's not maybe. It's 99.99% that there was a person, Chas v'Sholom, who was a mummer, and palach labaratzein, and therefore have no raya from the case of b'moisiyos, because it's not a case of oynis, it's in fact a case of ratzein. With this, we have answered the kasha, with this, the conclusion of the answer. Remember, what was the stira? One place it says, nevad, even if it's b'oynis, even if it's shel chaveray, which means b'oynis, you're taking away from your chaver, says that it's mutter, and the other urimini ezel nevad, even ba'oinis, it's osir, is the chastira. What was Rav Bacham's teretz? The teretz was that the oinis that we're talking about is not using your chaver's behema, but using your own behema. If it's your own behema, how is it ba'oinis? Because you're doing it forced by the goyim with a knife to your head or a gun to your head. So you're thinking to yourself, no, he should be moise nefesh. It depends whether it was Bitzina or whether it was Bifar Hesia. So this was the teretz of Rambacham. Chizkiya says, no. Let's go back to the original kasha. What was the kasha? If you have a case of Nevad Shel Chaveiroi, a person worshipped somebody else's animal, that is considered to be mutter, ein odam oisid dover she'ein ishaloi. Says Chizkiya, that is true, if you're only talking about hishtachavois, you're going and you're bowing down. But if you're doing a maisa in the avodah zarah itself, in this case the animal itself, there the rule does not apply. Then odam oiser dover she'ena shaloi. Chizki omer ki goin shenisach la'avodah kechavim yayin ben karneha. He took somebody else's animal. If it would just be mishtach v'la, we said before, mutter, this is gunisht. But what happens if he takes a bottle of kedem wine, which we know for sure is super kosher, but he turns it, the wine, upside down, in other words, he starts pouring out ben kanel between the horns on the head of this animal, and he's saying, I'm being menasech l'shem avoydezara pliny, whichever avoydezara, doesn't make a difference. Now he did a maisa. Then the halacha of ein odem oisa dovish ein ishaloi does not apply. Once you make a maisa, then you can make it asur. Ah, okay, so that's the teret to the seer. When we said in the original braisa, nevad shel chaveri is mutter, what was the nevad? He just bowed down. Just bowed down. There's a gunish mit gunish. Ein odem oisa dovish ein ishaloi. Aye, what about the second braisa? Izo nevad bein bo'oynis. I'm taking somebody else's animal and I'm worshipping it. It's bo'oynis. And you're saying that it's nevad. It's talking about he didn't just go and bow down. He poured the nisach hayayin on the head of the animal. Freiti mora. Matzah rada bar hava. Hay nevad hu. Hay bimis ba'alma hu. And it should be shari. What does he want to mean to say? The way you described it is, he picked out whichever Avodah Zarah he wanted, and he was menasech on the head of the animal, in between the karnayim, between the horns, l'shein that Avodah Zarah. Says the Gemara, that's not a ne'evad. A ne'evad means that the animal was actually worshipped. He didn't worship this animal. He worshipped that Avodah Zarah. All he did was that he poured the nisach hayayim between the karnayim. So the Gemara says, like, hay bimis ba'almuhu. It's like a bimus, or like a mizbeach that we said before. He just used the animal as his part of his apparatus to worship the god, to worship that avodah zarah. So that wouldn't be called a nevad. Matar v'aber ha'avah. Hay nevad hu? Hay bimus ba'almuhu. So therefore it should be shari, it should be mutter. Elom ravada bar havik goin shenisach lo yayin ben karneha. The ovid ba maisa. Same thing as before. He was menasah between the kanayim of the animal. But not l'shem avodah zarah ploini, but l'shem the animal. You, behaima you, I'm going to worship you, not just by bowing down to you, but I'm going to show my loyalty to you. I'm going to go and buy $100 bottle of wine. Is that expensive? $1,000 bottle of wine from the times of Ichweis, President Lincoln, and or the King Louis, or whatever it is. And now I go and pour it over the head of the animal, the shamed animal. You animal, you are such a wonderful deity, such a god. I've never seen a god like you, you behaima you. And that's why I'm now pouring the wine over its head. Oh, then that is a nevad. Aye. Ein odem oyser dobe shene shloi. So tmor de ave bamaisa. Ve ge hat di asse ule amre beugenen. Ave bi sh amre mishtakhl ve im skhavel le lo yosra. That's because ein odem oyser, but asse bamaisa osra. And therefore Rabbi Yisai, we have a new chiddush today. That any time a person tells you, I ein odem oyser dobe shene shloi, tell him that if it's just a dibor or even a hishtachavah. But if you're talking about a maisa in the guf avodah zarah itself, like this case that he poured the wine over its head, then it becomes tak a nevad and it's asur. And this way, we end for the steer between the two braises. The first braisa, nevad shel chaveri is mutter. He just bowed down. The second braisa says nevad. But oinus is talking about the pouring of the wine or doing a maisa in the avodah zarah itself, in the animal itself. Zoktimara. So this is a beautiful chiddush that we never heard before. Amr of Nachman, poikov yamr leli ula. Go and tell Ula. Kvar tirgama Rav Huna lishmaitech bivbovel. Ula is repeating this halach in the name of Rabbi Yochanan. Rabbi Yochanan, as you all know, was in Eretz Yisrael. So Ula was also in Eretz Yisrael, and now he comes to Bavel, and now he comes and tells us what Rabbi Yochanan said. So Rav Nachman said, "Groisish koyech." It's a really beautiful chiddush, but you should know. We heard about this chiddush already years ago from our own local Rav Huna, who already said the Rav Huna. Not my behema. The behema of my neighbor, of my chaver, was ravutza, was lying there b'fnei avodis kechavim. So I said, this is a Kodak moment. this is the perfect time to go and shech the animal with Ravutza. As soon as it did a shechit of one simen for the benefit of as a takroivis of Oidazara, Asra, it became Asur. How did it become Asur? What did I do? This is not my behemoth. This is Yanim's behemoth. Ein Adam Oisadovish Einish Alai. I see clearly from this that Asa Maisa Asra, Ve'ein Lecha Maisa Gadol Mizeh, that you went and shechted Yenem's animal. Oh, so therefore, Shkoyach Ula Amr Rabbi Yochanan, we heard this already years ago, B'Shem Rav Huna, from Rav Huna.
The difference between a shechita, which is irreversible, and a nisach on the behema, which you can shut off. I mean, it's a maita, but it doesn't have any irreversible consequence.
That's another word. What you're saying is beautiful. What you want to say is there's still a chiddush of Ulam Rabbi Yochanan. So kedai techemino after Ula's, after Rav Huna's halacha, maybe only if it's irreversible. But something which is only temporary, this nisach, you know, you after that you give it a shower and you wash away all the wine, maybe then I would have thought that it doesn't become a nevat. Kamash malon, even that, shkoyach. So you're saying that Ula could have responded l'choyer to Rav Nachman and said, oh, Rav Nachman, yes, the ikra loch is Rav Huna. But we added even something which is reversible. Very nice. Shkoyach. Freitim u'minolim d'osra, where do you take this from? There's got to be some sort of mekoyer that this is osir, if you oisim masim. Ilan mekahanim, are we going to go and say we learned it from kahanim? Now what is this kahanim business? We spoke about this briefly yesterday with the master with the Beis Chonyoy, it was yesterday on Shabbos. And what was the master with the kahanim? Here we're not talking about Beis Chonyoy, here we're talking about kahanim that were forced by Malchi Yisrael to be koimrim lavoidezara. See Rashi, about 10 lines before the end of the Rashi. Ilema mekahanim, she'onsem Malchi Yisrael, la'asois, le'yosois, koimrim, that they should become the priests, the ones that are doing the avoida for the voidez kahanim, for the voidez kechovim. Uksiv le'yigshu elai l'chayim. Lisa, the pasuk says, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and this is a pasuk in Yechezkel, HaKadosh Baruch Hu said, these guys are now all defiled, they're no longer qualified to act as Kohanim of the Beis HaMikdash, since they worked on behalf of the Avodah Zarah. Aha, so you're going to say, just like these Kohanim are permanently disqualified, Ligvoya, so also this animal, which was Ne'evad, like in the case of the Nisuch on top of its head, you'll say that too, it's permanently disqualified to be a carbon. Frey Timorah, you really can't bring a raya from Kohanim, the Dumashani Kohanim, the Bnei Deinenu. After all, Kohanim, even though they're being forced by the Malchi Yisrael, presumably at night somehow they could try to escape. And therefore, says Rashi, uknasu, this is a penalty on someone that can make other decisions. But an animal can't make other decisions. An animal hat nishka saichel. That's why Bahaima is called a Bahaima, because it doesn't have saichel like a human being. So therefore, says Yimor, you really can't bring a right from that. Let's bring a right from the Avnei Mizbeach. What's the Avnei Mizbeach? This is talking about, again, we had this Gemara the other day, that in the times of the Yevonim, before the Chashmenoim, Yevonim came into the Beis HaMikdash, and they were mechalal everything from top to bottom, and top to bottom to top. And then when the Beis Chashmenoi took over, they went and took these Avonim, and they put them away, and did not use them anymore for the Avodah of the Beis HaMikdash. Aha. So I see from that something that was used as a nevad be'oines is disqualified. You can't use it anymore. Ligvoyim. She says, "Yimor, the zol bazach is legabe this behaima." She says, "Yimor, nishkarayet the dilma kid rapapa." Maybe it's like rapapa. You remember we had rapapa in the Gemara. When did we have it? We had it yesterday or the day before, where rapapa says, "Yeah, look in the not yesterday, the day before." What did Rapapa say? State the Chana Yimara, Boyu Pritzim the Chilalua. The Pritzim came and the Machal. That's here in Nun Beis Amid Beis. You go back Nun Beis Amid Beis, about 10 lines before the wide lines. Rapapa, Hosim Kro Asher, the Doritech Siv Uvova Pritzim the Chilalua. That means that the Yavonim came to Beis Amidish and the Machalel everything. Since the Machalel everything, says Rashi, they, the Yevonim, the Oivdei Kechovim, now took possession of the Avnei Mizbeach, it no longer belongs ligvoya. It already became mechulal. They took it, now it's theirs, and they made it into avodah zarah, and that's why you can't use it anymore. So it's not because of never using something, somebody else's behaimo, or somebody else's avonim. These avonim now belong to them because they were mechalal the avonim. Oh, this is Rosai, so you don't have a riot to our case of behaimo. Top of Nundal and Medbeis. What's the mass? Mekalim Dechsith. This is talking about again King Ochaz, who was unfortunately a bad king. That's why he's one of the three kings at the end of Masechta Sanhedrin. But he had a son, Chizkiah, who was a tzaddik godol ma'oid. So what does it say about Chizkiah? Chizkiah Melech went, it's called a Kalim Hashizniach, a Melech Ochaz, b'malch usoy b'ma'aloi. All those kelim in the Beis Hamikdash that Ochaz caused that they should all become defiled and profaned by the Avodah Zarah that was being performed in the Beis Hamikdash. Can you imagine, Rabbi Yisai, a Melech Yisrael that sanctions and authorizes doing Avodah Zarah not in a church, in the Beis Hamikdash? Wow. What does it say about these kelim? Heichanu v'higdashnu. What does that mean? The Omamar, Hechanu Shegonzim. We went and we were going as them, because it says in the Pasuk, the Samba Soser, any type of Yiddish Avodah Zarah, it's impossible to be Mavatel, so they had to put a big Nisa. Begdashu Shikdashnu Achirim Tachtein. We took new stones instead, and new Kalim instead, to do the Avodah of the Beis Hamikdash. And you remember the Gemara Sel Musha, they brought in a new Menorah. Initially, the Noir was made either out of eitz or out of ba'atz. And we had the machloikis. In later years, they finally substituted it for a gold menorah. Frek Timar, why did they have to go and be gones? For ein odom oizdov sheni shaloi. These kelim didn't belong to Achaz's chevra. This belonged to Ligvoya. How were they able to go? And why does it say that they had to go and put it into Gniza? Why can't you use it? And with this, we've concluded the shtickel. We started off with a steer of two brises. One brise says, Nevad be'oinis is mutter, one oinis be'nevad is osir. So we had the first test, Ram Bacham, and he says, the oinis we're talking about is his own behema under duress. And the next, in the second test of Chizkiah, is, no, we're talking about Yanim's behema. When is a nevad mutter? If you're only talking about a hishtachavah. But if you do a masa in the behaim itself, then it becomes osir, even though it's not your animal. And now we start on two other halachas of Rabbi Yochanan. The first one is a shtickel related, and the second one we move on a little bit further away. Ki osir abdimi om Rabbi Yochanan, aval pisha omru, ya mishtach valit karka oilam loy asora. What happens if you bow down to the karka oilam? It doesn't become osir. How do I know? Eloheim ala horim v'loyahorim Eloheim. So you and I and 10 million people can all bow down to Mount Rushmore and the four or five presidents, including President Trump, and we go and worship it. Lo yasar. Nothing happened because mechuber does not become osir. However, chavah by baris yechma arise. Asura, if he went and dug out boyreis for avodah zarah, he asers it. And not only does he aser it ligvoya, but he asers it even lehedjoit as a result of his now digging up this mechuber. So whatever he dug up is shenishkamo mechuber. So now it becomes totally aser, not only gvoya, even Rashi says lehedjoit.
Why is Lashon Karka Olam? It sounds, it's usually said regarding Esther. Karka Olam, it's an interesting language. Karka Olam.
And could be the reason is because, as you recall, the Gemara had a machloikas, the Gabi and Asheira tree, machloikas between the Tanakama and between Rabbi Yosef Yehuda and Rabbi Yosef Aglili. If this tree were planted initially only for purposes of Avodah Zarah, kuli alma moida, that it's also because you have the tfisas yidei adam. What happens if initially he planted it stam for a tree, and then afterwards he changed his mind, and avodai. So then we had a machloikis, and the two Rabbi Yossi holds that it becomes awesome. So what happens is, if you have tfisas yidei adam boy, then even something which is mechuber can become osir. So says Yimar, we're talking about mishtach lekarka oilim. Karka oilim means that no tvisis yidei adam. It was all rabbeinu shloilims from brias oilim until today. So you would say, well, it's mechuber lekarka. It cannot become osir. Elehem al harmali harmali haya. Says Yimar, but if you did a baris yichem arayis, you've now undone that karka oilim. Yes, may oilim from the very
beginning. Mount Rushmore anyway.
Sorry, once again.
That would apply to Mount Rushmore.
Who mean because he was chafer by very good shkayach. That wasn't my intention, but David, you're right. He was chafer by Boyer Shichur Maris. So now the chari could go and answer it if the reason why he did those Boyer Shichur Maris and the formation was not just to give praise to our president, but if he made it in fact into an avodah zarah, then he would answer it. Right, the kiosk of Shmuel bar Yehuda Amar Rav Yochanan, no halach Rav Yochanan. Afu bish omer mishtach la bali chayim, lo yasarin. If you go and bow down to bal chay, it's not osur lehed yoyt, it's only osur legevoya. Asoran chalip al avoyt is chobim asoran. What means a chalip an avoyt azara? If a goy owns an avoyt azara, and I own an animal, and he says, let me kasvich, or the other way around, I own an idol, and I go and give it to the, it's an exchange in kind, as opposed to any type of compensation or money or remuneration, just an exchange. So I give him an idol, he gives me an animal, that animal stinked. It's similar in concept to Isavi Esazoinu Mechir Kelev, Beis Hashem Lekecha. A chalip be'avodah zarah is osur ligvoya. Rashi says, what about the hedjit? Well, yes, on the hedjit, right, you have to look in the Rashi. But in the meantime, it's certainly also the Gvoya, Chalipe Avoidazar. Ki also Rovin, Omar, Pligu Ba, Rabbi Shmuel, Rabbi Yosher, Rabbanan. Everybody agrees that Chalipin is Osir. The Machloikis is the Gabi Chalipe Chalipin. Chadam Chalipin Asurin. Chalip Chalipin is Mutarin. Chadam Afil Chalipin. Chalipin Nami Asurin. What does that mean, Chalipe Chalipin? What happens if you have multiple Chalipins? You start off with a shtick Avoidazar. And now I go and make a deal with you, I switch it in for a table. I give you my idol and you give me the table. Then somebody else says, oh, I love that table. I'd love to go and switch it in for an animal. Fine, I give you the table and I get the animal. Chalipa chalipin, that animal is osur. Even though the animal and the avodah zarah never saw each other, nevertheless, it's chalipa chalipin. Hence, originally I had the avodah zarah. I was machlef it for a table. Now the table gets the so-called the sanctity or the tokef, the isra of the avodah zarah. Now when I go and switch the table in now for behemah, now the behemah gets the din of the avodah zarah. Fill the chalip al chalip. What's the basis of the machlokes? My time the man yema chalip chalip in asur and omekra voyisa chayram kamoyu shakis tishatzenu v'sayv tisaven kachayram. This is talking about avodah zarah. It says chayram kamoyu kosha atem mahaya mimenu harihu kamoyu the voyisa. We're darshaning from a Lashon, Hoya Hoyva V'yia. Anything that you're Mahaya, that you create from this Chayram, meaning from the original Avodah Zarah, even multiple times by saying, Zeh Tacha Zeh, Zeh Le'umma Zeh, Zeh Tacha Zeh, keep on going for 1, 2, 3, 4, as many, even 100. That last one on the totem pole or on the Chalipin list will be Osir for Yisachem Kamayu. Kol Shatimenu, Mahayim Menahur Kamayu. V'idach Omer, no, Omer Kroh, it says in the Pasuk, who? Nevush state in the Pasuk, who? So Rashi quotes the Pasuk, ki cheirem, who? Who? V'loi chalip chalipen, only the original ones, and the original chalipen, but not the chalipe chalipen. V'idach, ha-hu, mi boyle, what does he do with that? Who? Mi boyle l'muti orle kloya kerem, that what you mochrem, v'kirish b'demeyan, mikudeshes. We all know that orla and kloya kerem are osir b'hanoah. So if somebody goes over to a kala and says under the chuppah, I'm sorry, I forgot my ring at home, but I have here some orla fruit. I want to be mekadesh you with the orla fruit. Now, if she had any seichel, the kala would say, if you forgot the ring, I'm not interested. However, she says, I do. I mask him to the kiddushin, and he gives her orla and kloya kerem. Would that be effective? And the answer is, no, it would not be effective because it's osur b'hanoah. So he didn't give her anything. What happens if he took that orla and he sold it to someone suspecting and unsuspecting, doesn't make a difference. He sold the Orla to somebody and the person gave him $5. Now he has that $5. Even though, well, assuming that $5 still has a dinner of a Shava Pruta, if he gives the $5 now to a woman, it's Mekadesher, Mekudeshes. And why don't you go and say, Kosha Ata Mahayim Imena Haru Kamoyu? It's Chalipe Isser Orla, Chalipe Isser Kloya Keren, which is Isser Banah. It should be Einam Mekudeshes. That's the who comes to say, Yecherem who? This then only applies by Vayda Zara. It doesn't apply by the Orla and Kloya Keren. The Idach, Orla Kloya Keren, Leitrichimuta. I don't need a mir to go and tell you that the chalipin of the orlin klei akerem mutabano. You know why I don't need it? You have the chavim shviyas shneksum b'keachad, chashneksum b'keachad ein malamdin. Torah only talks about the chalipin of avodah zara. That's the hod diamor and the one that we just spoke about by yisachem kamayu. And we have a similar halacha legabe shviyas. Shviyas meaning shmita. Which by Shemitah, as we know, that after this man bi'ur, you're no longer allowed to go and have it and use it. Kola l'chaim minasoda, kalei l'behemtcha minabayis, you have to put it outside. Anyway, Suzuktin's Gemara, those two, it says, chalip and aser. So only those two, shneksum v'echot, ein malamdu. What are the two? Avodah chom hadu amarim, which we just said now, that chalip and aser, v'yisachem kamayu, shviyas yichsiv, kiyoivel he. Kodesh tia lachem. What's tia? Ma kodesh tefes adama. We also have shviyas tefes adama of the asura. Even though the pasuk is talking about yoivel, but apparently the Gemara considers that to be close enough to shmita that it's still we can go and use that pasuk to go and say kodesh tia. Tia of shviyas tefes adama of asura bav yosei. The ima kodesh tefes adama v'yoytzel chul of shviyas tefes adama v'yoytzel lechul. I'm afraid too much. Okay, so far we're bringing a raya legabe the din of chalipin, number one by avodah zara, number two by shmita. Only these two ain't malamdin. Now the Gemara asks the kasha: since you're saying it says koidish tiyalechem, why don't you add another halacha? Imak koidish tevis dam of yoytzel lechulin. What happens if I have kodshim? For instance, I have a behema balas mum, and I'm poide it, or the same thing would apply to any kodshim berek kabayis. I'm poided, I buy it, I redeem it. What happens to the original? Ima kodesh tevis is dama v'yoytze lechulin. The original one is yoytze lechulin. Ashvis tevis is dama v'yoytze lechulin. Let us go and say here too, that if I sell a shmita product, then only the money gets the din of kedusha shvias. But the original product, the original shmita produce is now yoytze lechulin. Tamaloy metiya b'avyosa tehei. It remains in its kedusha. Okay, son. Give me an example. Halacha lemaisa. Very simple. Halacha b'peirush shviyas basar. Person goes into the butcher store. He says, "I want to go and buy a pound of meat, roast, pastrami, whatever." "No, do you have money?" "I don't have money, but I have peirush shviyas." "That's okay. We'll make a switch. The butcher takes the peirush shviyas. I take the basar." Eilu ve'eilu misbarim shviyas. Both of them have a din of Kedusha Shvias because the Kedusha Shvias remains Baviyasa Tehei. So the Perish Shvias are Asur, and now the Basar is Asur. But when I'm as lucky with Basar Dogim, now I that took the Basar decided, nah, Basar, there's too many carbs, too many carbohydrates, it's not good. There's all types of fats in it, and the Chas V'Sholem, I can go and get, you can go into my arteries and the whole Geschäft. Let's go and switch it for fish. So he took now Basar and he switched it for Dogim. Now the basa becomes regular chulin basa, no longer kedusha shmita, and now the dogim have kedusha shmita. And what happens if now I switched in the dogim for yayin, for wine? Yotze dogim and nichnas yayin. What happens if I switch the yayin for shemen? Yotze shemen. I'm sorry, yotze yayin and nichnas shemen. Okay, tzad. So what's the bottom line rule? Achroin, achroin, nitfas b'shvias, upriyatz my asur. The final one has the din of Shemitah, even if you did 100 such chalipe, 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 chalipen. Why? Because of Kodesh Tia, it's Tefesis, it's Tamer, Bav Yosa Yehe, it's similar to the case, V'yisacherim Kamayu, Atta Mahayim Imenu, Hariu Kamayu. Ah, you're asking that it should be like Kodesh, that the original Kedusha from the Shviyas should go off? No, Priyatzmai remains Asur. Why is that? Tia Bavyasa Tehe. The original Shemitah remains Shemitah, and your 100th Dogim Yayin Shemen also remains Shemitah, but all the other guys in between, as a result of the Nuchalipin, lose any Kedusha Shemitah. Okay, so bottom line is, Zokti Gemara, I need the, I don't need the Hoot to go and tell us, Limute, Orl, and Klei HaKerem. The reason why Orl and Klei HaKerem, the din is that they're not Tefesis Estomeha, is because of the fact that it's Shnei Ksum Von Kiachot, only by Shemitah and only by Avodah Zarah. So what do I need the Who? Therefore, since I could learn from the two, it's only shloishiksuvim ain malamdim, but tuksuvim yom malamdim. So I could have thought that the same thing applies to Orla and Shvius. That's why I have to hoot me might and say no. Only by these two, chalipin and chalipin are asur, but not by the case of Orla Klei HaKerem, when even the chalipin are not asur. The kedusha or the Isser does not transfer to the Mammon or anything else that you're using as an exchange. From here to the bottom of the Amid, the Gemara goes a little bit into, if you will, philosophy or theology. Shalu es Azkeinu Baroimi. They asked the Azkeinu. Who those that asked? You'll see Mechem in the Brisa, the philosophers. The Roman philosophers asked the Azkeinu Baroimi. Im Ein Ritzoinu Bavidus Chama V'Kadosh Baruch Hu hates Avodah Zarah, Kael Kanahu, Kadosh Baruch Hu is Mekanei, I don't want the Avodah Zarah. Lomayna Mavatla, Kadosh Baruch Hu himself should be Mavatla. Anytime you see an Avodah Zarah in the world, Kadosh Baruch Hu should send down a bolt of lightning and destroy it on the spot. Why doesn't Hashem do that? Omer Lehen said this, Kainim answered, Ila Dovashin Terechle Oilem Boy, Hoyu Oivdin, Hoyu Mavatla. If you're talking about something like an idol, you have a good question. However, Harihin Oivdin, the people down in this world that do Avodah Zarah serve anything and everything, including Chama and Levona and Koychovim Mazolois. And if a Kodesh Baruch is going to be Mevatel, the Chama and Levona, then Yoivet Eilomim Mipnei Ashoitim, then there won't be any sun during the day, and there won't be any moon at night, and there won't be any stars because of some idiots that go and worship them. Come on. Then the whole world would fall apart. Kodesh Baruch can't just go and be Oved every Avodah Zarah, be Mevatel every Avodah Zarah because of some fools. Omer Lehen, the philosophers answered him, Kain, Yoivet Dovashin Terech Le'olam Boy. Your answer is perfect. So anything which is essential to the continuity of the world, Hashem should not destroy. But any type of silly idol, a Markuvius idol, a Beis Pa'or idol, any type of all these nonsense, Hashem should go and destroy them all with an earthquake, with a bolt of lightning, with a fire. Why does Hashem tolerate these Avodah Zarahs? Amul Hen said the answer with Kreis Chochma. Afonu machzikin yidei avdeim shel elu. Because if that's what a Kadosh Baruch Hu would do, leave behind all of the Chama Levana, those things that Oilam Tzarech Lehem, then all the Oivdim of the Chama Levana will say, She'oimim, Teidu She'en Allah, you see that these are bona fide deities, these are real gods. She'en Lo Bitlu, all the church, the Tzelems in the St. Mary's Church, and all the Markulius in the Markulius Church, and all the Baal Pa'ar in the Pa'ar churches, all of those were destroyed. How come the Chanamu Levana remain intact? The answer is, because these are real gods, and Hashem Yisborach Kavi Yochel doesn't have the Koyach Chas Hashalom to go and destroy them. So that's why Kodesh Baruch Hu Loi Plug doesn't destroy anything, neither those B'mroimim that we need, nor any gods down below. Hashem tolerates all of them. And now the Braisa is going to repeat this and add other cases as well. Tana Rabbah, Shalu Pilasufim Esas Kenim. The philosophers ask the Kenim Beroimi. If he doesn't want Avodah Zarah, why isn't he Mevatel it? If they would only serve those things that we don't need, Hari Mevatel, and a Kodesh Baruch Hu Mevatel it. Hari Yem Oivdim L'cham L'Levan L'cham L'Mazolis. Yevet Oivdim Nei Ashoitim. And from this point on, the Gemara now continues a little bit differently than our Mishnah. Hashem Yisborach decided at the time of Bria Sa'olam, this is the way I'm fashioning the world. And the world is going to continue in this fashion forever. Because there happens to be some fools out there that decide to worship this, that, and the other thing, I'm not going to change Brias Oilam for these fools. And so therefore, Oilam Kimen Hagin Noyheg, the Chamalavona, and even the idols that are inanimate, that have absolutely no chius whatsoever, I'm not going to destroy them. Let the Shoitim do their thing, and I'm just going to leave the world the way I created it. And similarly, and now the Gemara is going to repeat this a few times. Tavarachet, Harishagodl Soa Shalchitim, a person stole a Soa of Chitim, Baholav Azor Bekarka, and now he took the wheat seeds, and he went and he planted them in the Karka. Dinhu, Seichel would tell you, Shalai Titzmach, the Kodesh Baruch should go and say, he stole this, these seeds, they shouldn't grow. Hashem Yisbarach shouldn't allow them to grow. HaKadosh Baruch Hu allows the world to continue the way it normally runs, and he's not going to go and change the world because of these shaitim. Similarly, Harishabal Eishas Chaver, Chas Hashem, a person was mizana with an Eishas Ish. Din Hu Shalai Tisabar. The Hashem Yisbarach should stop it, that she shouldn't become Muberes. Not to go and create mamzerim in the world. It's bad enough that they go and make my sela pambi. That one means oisim sela shali pambi. This is just a very gentle expression. We know the Kadosh Baruch Hu created mankind. B'tzelem Eloi Kim. So anybody that lives be isur with an Eishes Ish, he is forcing upon us a mamzer who is the Sela Shali B'pambi. That's the on the Siloim, on the coins. They were minted typically with a picture of some sort of something or other, some sort of image. So Kodesh Baruch Hu says the Sela Shali, my image, which is the image of every human being. Everybody's created B'tzelem Elikim. He's making that Pambi. He's now B'fahesya. He's creating this new Mamzer from this Eishes Ish. So really, Matrichanoisi, the Matriach me, that I have to go along with it, that this baby now in utero is going to be supported by me, by HaKadosh Baruch Hu, for the next 9 months. Omachtin Moisi, and eventually a child will be born, and he'll have the Choysim of B'tzelem Elikim on him. They're doing it Bal Korchi. But I'm not going to go and change Minig Oilam. I leave it the way it goes. And those people that are Mekalkil, Asin Litin Esadin. And similarly, Shoal Pulufusus Echad Esram Galil. Another philosopher, Esram Galil, Kosmik Tarasvim, Geshem Lekecha Eish Oichlahu Kael Kana. Kadosh Baruch Hu has a tremendous jealousy and zealousy against people that are Oivet Avoid Azar. Why does the Kodesh Baruch Hu hate the Oiv the Avodah Zarah? That they get skila or by a goy, sayav. Kodesh Baruch Hu should be angry at the Avodah Zarah. So Rabbi Gamliel answered, he had a king that had one son. And this son loved dogs. If you don't believe it that people love dogs, move to the west side and you'll see at least one or two people on your floor have a dog, if not multiple dogs. And what did the son do? A nice son. The Eloi Shem Al Shem Aviv. His father's name was the Marshal King George, and he called the Caleb George. Ukishunishba Oimer, whenever he makes a shvu in court or whatever, Lachai Caleb Abba, I swear in the name of my dog George. You can imagine how upset the father is. Kishishama Melech Ami, who kais, when the father gets angry at his son about the fact that he associates his holy name, King George, with a dog, who is he going to get angry at? Alabenu kais, he's getting angry at his son, or El Kalabu kais, or at the dog. Of course, Habiyim Alabenu kais. The dog is not shildik, the dog is an innocent victim of the son's acting foolishly. Oh, so this is what Gamliel answered to the philosopher, why Hashem goes and punishes the of the Avodah Zarah and not the Avodah Zarah. So this philosopher was a little bit offended. You're going and calling my Avodah Zarah a kelev, a dog. You see, my dog is a gross, my Avodah Zarah is a gross Avodah Zarah. Omaloi, so he said, Amar Isa, where did you see that your Avodah Zarah is a deity, is a god? Omaloi, Pamachas of the Lake of Irena, there was once a big fire. Then it's a call air cooler. But Oisa Beis Avodah Zarah, Chavim Le Nisra, that church with the Avodah Zarah remained clear, clean, not a drop of fire. So you see, it's a great Sezach. Amalai, so Rabbi Gamliel answered him, Emshach Moshe Moshe Daimah, the Malach Bas Vedam, Shesarcha Olav Medina, that his Medina got angry and are doing a mutiny against the king. Kishu Oisem Elchama, Imachayim Uoisem, Imeisem Uoisem. Who is he going to have now a battle against? Those people that are alive, or those people that are already buried, that died in battle, or they're already buried in the cemetery? Have you Oisem Imachayim Uoisem? But he's going to go and fight against the Chayim, not against the Mesim. And so therefore, the same thing applies to the Avodah Zarah. The Avodah Zarah is a Mesim. The Kodesh Baruch Hu is going to go and start up with a Mesim. The Mesim is dead anyway. Again, the philosopher was not impressed. If Hashem Yisbarach really feels, and like you feel, that this is like a dog, or this is like a mess, so why doesn't he destroy it altogether from the world? If we're only talking about things that the world doesn't need, Kodesh Baruch Hu would be mevatled. But look, the Avodah Zarah are serving the Cham and the Levon and the Kechom and Mazalis. Lafikim. Lafikim means the Afikim Moitzei Mayim. That's where you have wells and springs, well springs that are producing new water. So they bow down to that. V'legeos. Geos means a valley. They bow down to that. If everything that a guy goes and is oyve avodah zarah, Hashem would destroy, there'd be nothing left. I'll even bring you a pasuk. Where is this pasuk? In Tzfanya. And it's v'loshen bitmiya. Osoif, osav, koil mal pneu adoma, koil me'al pneu adoma ne'um Hashem. Should I go and be oisif? Rashi says, oisif over here is v'loshen kloya. Should I go and destroy everything al pneu adoma ne'um Hashem? Osif Odom of Hema, should I destroy mankind and animals? Osif Oifa Shemaim, all the fowl, Udge Yam, and all of the fish, Vamachshelis is a Rishoyim, and anything else that is the Rishoyim are using as a stumbling block to go and serve. Just because a Rasha used anything, any item, any person, any behema, should I go and say, now destroy that item, that person, that behemoth, because they were nichshol in it? One of the things that they go and serve is taka odom with people. Should I decide, says the Kodesh Baruch Hu, I should destroy mankind because there's some idiots that go and worship people? I'm not going to do that. And therefore, that was Ram Gamliel's answer, that was the Kenim's answer, that Hashem will punish the oiv the Avodah Zarah, but not the Avodah Zarah itself. It's Doima Lekelev and Lames, and I'm not going to go and destroy the world because of these Shoitim. We stop on this. Yes?